Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, and Mason, what time is it?
It's time for Let's Talk Real Estate.
Yes, of course. Angelica Gallegos Dickerson is here in the studio also for the last half hour of the show. She's been here for the full hour, and it's been pretty awesome. But on the phone, finally back in Michigan, back in, at the asylum where she belongs, Tina Goodrich. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Rob, and how are you guys?
Well, we're doing very, very well.
Welcome home.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes, welcome home.
Good morning. Yes, it feels great to be back in Michigan.
You're sweet.
It's nice of you to say that because it's cold.
And she was in Florida.
Yeah, and she just had her feet on the beach in the sand. So, I mean.
Exactly. Yeah, had the last 6 weeks of paradise.
Yeah, please don't lie to us when you say it's good to be home.
We can take it, Tina.
Oh, yeah,
we can
take it. It's always good to be home. Don't matter where you go, it's always good to be back home. So, yeah, I'm ready to get back in the saddle.
She's ready to start making some money.
Some real estate. You know, I always say February 1st is a target date for getting your property ready and on the market for the spring market.
All right. Well, we do have a subject to talk about, and it's going to be environmental phase 1 and 2. But let's talk about getting your house ready, you know, for that February 1st date quick before we get into that.
Right. Yeah, you know, February 1st is right around the corner, and that's my target date to be ready for the spring market. The spring buyers are already looking and seeing what's coming out on the market. So February 1st is a good time to have your property ready. Again, this is a great month. If you've got some repairs to do, I suggest getting those done because those can snag up an inspection when you go under contract. So save yourself a headache and a few thousand dollars. It could make a difference in your purchase price because we all know those inspection reports are bargaining tools for the buyer.
Right. And, of course, if you are going to be doing a lot of repairs, it's good to get those earlier because typically when you start doing repairs, it's, okay, I didn't know I needed this. Uh-oh, now I need this. Right. Uh-oh, now I need this. So typically those repairs go on and on for a while.
And sometimes
they're just simple ones.
And isn't it great that the realtor who made her homecoming back has brought a home repair feller with her?
And just so happened, I have Goody's home repair with me.
All right. So is he going to actually go back to work, too? I mean, it's got to be, there's got to be nothing worse than being out fancy footing it around for a month and a half and then coming home and saying, oh, yeah, there's work and there's this again.
Oh, no, we definitely have had work pile up on both of us while we were gone. Even though I was on vacation, I was still juggling real estate. Fortunate for realtors, we do a lot of virtual stuff, so we can work from our computers a lot of times. But still, you have to be, you know, on hand to really get the listings and get them going.
Well, it's good that Goody made it back, that you didn't kill him in his sleep or that you didn't cut off a finger or a toe or an appendage or something.
They got along great. It was I bet camping was good for your marriage, wasn't it?
That's right. It's a very good, challenging time for any marriage to go out on the road for 6 weeks in your RV.
Yeah, it's a challenge to be in your house together.
Every night it's like, love you, honey.
Yes, I do. Love you, too.
Love you. Don't talk to me.
No, really, it's really good to be back in South Haven. And again, getting ready for the spring market means, you know, getting back here and get your feet on the ground, talking with clients.
Yeah.
Give them some ideas what they can, you know, get their property listed and up and running for.
Sure. All right. Well, if you're out there getting ready to want to sell your house, get to work on it now. So try to hit that February 1st date, but you might be a little behind depending on how much you have to do. But okay. So let's talk a little bit about environmental phase 1 and 2, because you said that's what we want to talk about. And everybody in here goes, what's that? That's not really much that we've heard of before. So I guess do tell.
Right. So I thought that was a good topic. Environmental phase 1 and 2 comes into play on commercial property, which a lot of you know, I have a hand and a niche in commercial property. Not everybody likes to deal with commercial. It takes a little bit more ingenuity and a little bit more of everything on both sides to do commercial. But in environmental phase 1 and 2 comes into play on commercial when you're buying it. A lender may require one, or an attorney for a buyer may request one. And those phase one and two are all about the property. So phase one gives you, goes into a history of the property, what the property was years before what it is now that you're purchasing. So the phase one will go back 100 years. It goes back in an abstract of the title of what the building was. You're really looking for any kind of environmental, maybe if it was a gas station or maybe was it a dry cleaners at one time? It could have been a dry cleaners 50 years ago.
Burying their chemicals out back.
Nobody knows that it was a, you know, a dry cleaners. I mean, we still have a laundromat right here in South Haven, and that was probably a good.
We had a Jim and Tony's. How long ago have they been gone? How long has it been?
Oh, gosh. Jim and Tony's?
Didn't they move?
I don't know. I have zero. I never do much with dry cleaning.
I thought the dry cleaners is over there by, like, where the UPS and all that is.
Well, no, it was at the Rock
and... Well, we do have dry cleaners. I don't know if it's Jim and Tony's or not. But wasn't that... I was thinking of like, the laundromat that was on Center and Huron Street for years.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that run across...
Where Maria's kind of is, right?
Yeah. It hasn't been a laundromat for years. So, like, say you bought that corner, you know, and the lender would require... that there be an environmental phase one and two done. A first phase is finding out what the property's history is in the abstract of the title. And then the phase two is a lot about the environmental of the property. They may do some land evaluations and look at the soil of the dirt and do some testing in case you were maybe going to do a grocery store or a restaurant that may require serving food. And they may require an environmental phase one and two. So those actually can come into play when you're purchasing a property. You definitely can go into a contract that, you know, the environmental phases need to be paid 50-50, you know, because they can run up to $5,000 for both inspections.
Well, we do have to take a break here, and the next question we want to get answered and think about it over our break is, it's the age-old question, is can you do a number two without a number one? Or can you do a number one without a number two? All right, well, we'll figure that one out when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Karaoke is back in South Haven. Come to the Lodge every first Friday of the month from 8 to 11 for fantastic food, drink specials, and karaoke. Presented by Moondog Productions and powered by Carafun, these karaoke Fridays will be the perfect end to a long work week. Come and join the Lodge and Moondog Productions for as much fun as humanly possible. So remember, join us every first Friday of the month from 8 to 11 for karaoke at the Lodge on Blue Star Highway, formerly the Curve Inn, where the locals go.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com, TrussinBirdBand.com.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, and we've been discussing this over the break, because you can always, when you go number one, you don't always do a two. But when you do a That's number right. two, you almost always do a number one, right?
Well, environmental phase one and two.
She is so good at bringing it back to real estate.
She does. She just doesn't even pay attention.
Yeah, actually, you only have to do one sometimes.
Right. Absolutely.
You don't have to do phase two because phase one may satisfy the lender that there was nothing in the history of the 100 years that they found in that phase one that could affect this purchase or to affect the lender from saying, no, I'm not going to lend you the money. And that's what it boils down to, is the lender being satisfied with the property that there was no history of a gas station. I mean, yeah, you'd be surprised on some empty lots that you've only been around maybe for the last 20 years is that it's an empty lot. But 50 years ago, there could have been a gas station there.
So how do they clean the dirt if they found out there was a gas station there?
Back in the day, you know, a lot of times they just covered them. You know, they just put
build on top of them,
and then they built the parking lot on top of it, and then it just kind of went away until somebody actually is going to build on that lot, and the lender wants to find out what the history is.
Yeah,
and so then that kind of
it actually never went away, though. It's always there because, I mean, they got like the half life of some of the stuff that they've put into our soil is at a million years, so.
Well, and to get something, let's say that you do detect something in the soil that could trigger some red flags of contamination. Mm-hmm. And then you would bring in brownfield development does cleanup on sites. They were actually the company who cleaned up the Clark gas station. Goody's Home Repair is at the gas station there. A lot of people know they're across from Burger King as Goody's Home Repair. That was the Clark gas station. But
now, isn't
if you remember, it got cleaned up.
Yeah.
All the tanks were removed. Brownfield was part of the cleanup, and it got a clean environmental phase.
Isn't it usually heavy metals that they have to clean up?
It could be a number of things. It could be metal. It could be tanks underground. Sometimes fuel tanks or oil tanks back in the day were underground. And we run into that issue sometimes on a home that there is a fuel tank in the ground. And a lot of lenders don't like it. They want it moved. They want it removed. So you have to bring in a company that specializes in digging out these oil tanks and giving it a clean bill of health.
Yeah. Basically. Now, I kind of seems like kind of a waste of money for the most part because they're already in there and they're out of sight, out of mind. Why would someone just not want to have it in their yard? Or in their soil.
I guess it's probably just a, free of mind that there's not going to be any contamination.
Right.
That tank is in the ground. I want it out. I want all the dirt around it cleaned and taken out.
Okay. So have you ever lost a deal or had anything like postponed way back because they came to do a test?
I have not. But, you know, I've definitely come across oil tanks and had to have them removed. And again, we bought the Clark gas station that came with a clean bill with Brownfield actually being involved in that whole scenario. Because if I bought the property and it had this environmental tag with it, then I would have a hard time selling it in the future without having Brownfield come through and cleaning up.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that, with that in mind, when you're buying commercial property, that's something to keep in mind because you may be faced with that if you're going to be borrowing from a lender.
Yeah.
That you can almost guarantee the bank is going to want an environmental phase one and two. And they could run, you know, up to $5,000.
Sure. Now, so, when Goody got the property at Clark, did he get it and then have to have that done? Or was that all done before you guys bought it?
No, it was already all done. Actually, you know, that was a property that had gotten cleaned up and the owner was trying to sell it after it got cleaned. But I think he had plans to build there when he bought the property, but you know, things change, life changes, and again, he unloaded it, and it was the perfect opportunity, I thought, for a small little workstation for Goody's Home Repair.
It's a nice little location for a lot of little things. I mean, it might not fit into some of the businesses that are downtown. It's not that kind of thing, but some niche businesses like that was a good little spot.
And I was
it's commercial.
Yeah, I was wondering if it you know, that it was empty, you know, not being used for so long because of the brownfield? Or it just wasn't sold, you know?
Well, you know, it definitely, when the building was had to come down, mm-hmm. it was just, you know, we thought we could save it and we were going to do this with it. But once we really got into it, it just made sense to take the building down and mm-hmm. start from ground zero. And so that's where Goody ended up building his own little Goody's Home Shed there. Mm-hmm. And that's where he keeps his supplies, keeps it simple. But it's a great place to keep all that kind of stuff.
Kind of like that Goody's Home Shed.
Yeah. So Goody's Home Repair has got his own little spot. He's working on it. He's been there, I'd say this is his third year going there. Hmm. Good two Five. Years, probably going on three.
Yeah.
So, Goody's Home Repair is doing good. He's moving right along with doing the Goody's Home Repair.
What's going into the old Little Red Shoe House? I think we might have talked about that before.
What was a Little Red Shoe House? I ain't ever know what you're talking about.
Right next door.
That big old...
was a number of businesses. Remember, Max 10 was in mm-hmm. there. Right now, I was told that insurance company is going in there in some sort of other office. So basically offices are going to go in there.
Be careful driving into that parking lot because it's kind of got a steep little step. Yeah. I remember one time I was going by heading towards town and I go by John Davis's house and I see him out doing his thing. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to go back and take another peek at this and get a picture. And I did it so fast, I about jumped into that parking lot. I'm like, bottomed out in the car because. Yeah, I was like, because I got to go back and get a picture of this. I mean, you just have to sometimes.
Was that your first sighting?
No, I've seen him before, but sometimes he's got really extra special stuff on.
I was going to say maybe it was super spectacular.
I always like that, and I like the used clothes table that's out there. There's always a used clothes, and there's kids' toys.
I know, it's
and
so funky though. Oh gosh. Yeah, I know. You know, I remember driving by there once with my mom years. Gosh, it was years ago. He's been doing this for years.
He's been doing it for a long time.
At least 20 years, right? I mean,
well, I would say that. I mean, I can at least say when I was in high school, he used to mow the lawns and flip flops in a banana hammock, a banana hammock. So that was really about all, you know. So that's got to be where it started.
That's 30 years ago.
That is. But we do need to take a break, but we do have to say that he is a good guy and is a very, very intelligent man. And there's no harm meant by what we're seeing, but you know,
he's on the top 10 things to do in South.
That's right. He's
there. You go, Angelica was wondering what to do.
He does what he does in public, so we should be able to talk a little bit about it. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little more real estate on Rob Bird's Moondog Show on Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Lawson from Drawing Children Into Reading, also known as DCIR. We're an early childhood fine motor building resource that will enhance your child's visual ability to express and communicate in pictures and words. In the classroom, we start with proper pencil grip, develop a longer attention span, and kickstart a whole new world when your child learns to draw, write, and read in that order. To unleash the happiness and find out more about this groundbreaking program, visit DCIR.org.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon in the studio. Angelica Gallegos Dickerson.
Hey, how come you didn't give me one of them echo introductions?
Mason Dixon. soon.
Hey, this is Tina's half hour, you should introduce her.
Yes.
Of course, you got a jingle you made
Tina
for her.
Good.
I got a jingle now.
Yes, you do. It's kind of a nice little jingle.
All right.
Yes.
This for Tina.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, listings. Any new listings now that you're back in town? Anything you need to get yourself getting the groove and get yourself button gear to sell?
I did have, had a couple phone calls while I was out there traveling, and were really interested in getting a listing on their property. Mm-hmm. So I am working on some commercial properties. I don't have them yet, but I think by the next show I'll be able to put out the new listing. Mm-hmm. But I got a new restaurant in the area that is looking for a new agent. And so, I'm excited about getting a local listing.
Did you get Geno's East? Because it says for lease.
Going to bring up Geno's. I did my little turnaround in town, came through, and noticed Joe had Geno's up for lease.
Okay.
Geno's was a land contract deal, so more than likely Joe got that back, and he's leasing that.
Yeah.
So for anybody who's looking for a lease, that's a great little spot for something.
He should have made enough money at Admiral Jack's the last couple of years to be able to do something with that place too. Hey, I did have a property I wanted to ask you about. There's a it's a commercial property, and I do believe it's just land out there right next to Lawn Boys. I saw the sign.
What's Lawn Boys? Landscaper halfway to Bangor.
It's on 140. They're right there before the freeway when you're heading out of town.
140.
M140.
No, then Lawn Boys is on. Lawn Boys is on 43 halfway to Bangor. They're out there.
Then who's the one that's right here on 40?
That's Concierge.
Who?
Concierge, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't think they have a sign that says
there's
what they are.
There's a landscaping company there, but it ain't Lawn Boys.
No, it's not, but they believe they have yellow trucks. I go by there all the time.
Yeah.
It's not Lawn Boys, but it is a landscape company.
Wish you was in the business of marketing and stuff? I mean, like Rob Dog, he gets advertisers and stuff, and then he turns around and says, well, hey, you got yellow trucks. I called the fellers with the yellow truck.
All right, so right next to...
That's the property across in the street from
there? Right next to them, and I think it's just a sign there, and I think it's just property. It seems like it said 520,000 square feet. So what is that, 5 mm-hmm. acres?
That would be 5 acres.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that one is. Is it for sale by owner?
I know. It's got a official sign on it. It's right between the dealership, Rusty's dealership.
McFadden.
Thank you, McFadden's. Then there's
Friendly
the street.
Motors.
And then the property is right there.
Just vacant land.
I do believe so.
That would be just south of 12th Avenue then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
By the doggy daycare place.
That must be something new in there. I can't imagine it being commercial, but maybe.
What would you do with it, Rob Dog? 5 acres of commercial land.
I don't want anything like that. I just saw it and I figured it'd be something to ask about because I drive by it every day. So I asked.
And he never knew that it wasn't Lawn Boys.
Well, no, I know it's not, but that's...
He's like, close enough.
Yeah.
Well, you're in your new location now, right, Rob?
I am.
In the new radio station at the Senior Center, right?
The Senior Services of Van Buren County. Senior Center is where the real seniors are. Right.
Oh, okay.
There's no senior center?
This is the senior center.
No, this is Senior Services of Van Buren.
But they call it Senior Center, that whole bunch of people. Yeah, it's just like in...
They need to stop doing that.
No, because...
So this is the center.
No, it's the Senior Services of Van Buren County.
There are some... there's a nursing home. What's going on with that countryside nursing home that is just...
I heard there's new owners, right, Ange?
I have not heard that.
And then they
somebody had told me there was a new owner and that they're going to be rehabbing it into another senior center.
They had some cars there. Yeah. Well, then maybe that'd be called senior center. Like another. Yeah. But then someone's building a new, brand new.
The Warren Center where you work is typically what has always been called the senior center.
So years ago, Senior Services used to have offices there.
Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why
my grandparents were the first people to live in that place. in the Warren Center. And they would, these, even then, they called it the Senior Center.
Was it called River Terrace? Because it's called River Terrace.
I also consider that the Senior Center.
I don't think anybody's ever called it by its real name. It's just always been the Senior Center from when it was built.
It's so funny because for me, people will say, oh, you're at the Warren Center. And I have to say, well, the Warren Center is part of it. But
I'm kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, there is a distinction.
There is. But the Senior Services of Van Buren County is in the old Village Market. The whole building's been redone. I've got an office here with a studio and my edit suite in here. There's some other offices available. Your friend Mason Jackie is going to have the salon on where Hungry Howie's
Mason
used
Jackie.
To be.
Jackie Diaz. She does hair. She's real cute.
And then, of course, Moore Pharmacy is still in the building, too. So,
are they just open for drive-through still?
At the moment, but they're putting in a whole new lobby, and he's going to have all kinds of stuff there. And I mean, like little things like a deli, but
grocery store. And pretty soon he's going to take over, and then he's going to call it Moore's Family Village.
Moore's Family Village. There you go. All right, Tina, we've got about 30 seconds left here with you. Anything you got to make sure you tell us or your contact info?
Definitely. You guys always can reach me at 269-759-1076. You can always Google me, find List with Tina or Let's Talk Real Estate. Give me a holler through that. Uh-huh. Social media, you can always find me there too. So.
Yes. And listwithtina.net on the website.
Yes, listwithtina.net. Rob's got the website up and running, so definitely go there and check us out.
Yes. Yep. There you go. All right. So what was that?
Did she sneeze?
That's what I thought. It was a sneeze.
That was the oven door. That was the oven door opening.
That's what you say, Tina.
All right.
The oven door. I know. Can you imagine that? It sounded like when them dogs with them big jowls, the floppy jowls, and they sneeze. Just like that.
That's the way of my horse imitation.
That did sound like a horse. So.
Yeah, see, there good, you go. I wonder if it helps with reverb. All right, we're getting goofy. Mason, you got 30 seconds. Get us out of here.
All right. Hey, thanks, everybody, for listening to Ride Bird's Moondog Show. We'd like to thank our commercial sponsors, UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Decorator's Choice, SH.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, let's say it one more time. I kind of had your fader
so
down.
So meticulous,
there
it's
you
ridiculous.
He's ridiculous.
And, of course, go check out Drawing Children Into Reading. That's DCIR.org. Mm-hmm. And Senior Services of South Haven.
Senior Services of Van Buren County.
Not to be confused with the Senior Center.
Senior Services of Van Buren County.
Senior Services of Van Buren
there
County
you go.
In South Haven.
Come on, we got to go.
And go check out our websites, Moondogshow.com, moondogpro.net, and trustinbirdband.com. Right. And now, everybody in the whole listening area, we're going to holler at the moondog. Here we go on the count of three. One, two, three. Oh!
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, a subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2022.